facing abuse claims, Boy Scouts files for bankruptcy.
It's an admission of guilt.
Bloomberg on the rise.
In second place with 19% support behind Bernie Sanders.
Terrifying final lap at Daytona.
The car was on fire and just rolling and crashing.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
On my honor, I will do my best.
The Boy Scouts of America, an iconic 110-year-old institution, has filed for bankruptcy protection as it faces hundreds of sex abuse lawsuits. CBS's Errol Barnett says the move comes as more adults are making allegations about what happened to them when they were children.
When you close your eyes, it's still there.
Ralph Morse was 11 years old when he says Boy Scout leader John Brown began molesting him in rural upstate New York.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, it was terrifying.
Morse, now 67, says his older brother Harvey also endured Brown's abuse, prompting both boys to drink.
I ended up dropping out of high school. My brother didn't make it. He died at a relatively young age.
In a statement, the Boy Scouts of America tell CBS News they barred Brown from the organization when they learned about his actions from law enforcement. And in an email sent overnight, the Boy Scouts acknowledge systematic failures in protecting their members from abuse while pointing out prevention measures it claims have dramatically reduced those cases in recent years.
Right now, there are nearly 2.5 million Boy Scouts and 1 million adult volunteers. A new national poll puts Michael Bloomberg in second place behind Bernie Sanders, and with 19% support, that's enough to qualify for the next Democratic presidential debate tomorrow night in Las Vegas. CBS's Nicole Killian says it'll put him side by side his rivals for the first time just before Nevada's caucuses.
Bloomberg's campaign responded by saying that qualifying for this debate shows that the former mayor's message is resonating with Americans, and he looks forward to competing with the other candidates on stage. Keep in mind, Bloomberg is not running here in Saturday's caucuses, where the candidates are reaching out to a more diverse group of voters.
Bloomberg passed on Iowa and New Hampshire and has poured more than $300 million into TV advertising. The director of a hospital treating coronavirus victims in Wuhan, China, has died of the disease. 88 more cases have been identified on that cruise ship in Japan. CBS's Carter Evans has more on the Americans who've made it out of China this month.
We just hope that the community that we're going back to accepts us and is not afraid of us.
Sam Roth is headed to Travis Air Force Base today to reunite with his wife and two young daughters after about a month apart. They were among the first Americans evacuated from the epicenter of the outbreak. Roth says they've stayed healthy throughout their isolation.
They've been provided plenty of food, 3 meals a day. They have a comfortable hotel to stay in.
We just landed, Carl and I.
But others, like Jerry Cerati Goldman and her husband Carl, weren't so lucky. They were among the more than 300 Americans to arrive in the U.S. on chartered planes yesterday. Mid-flight, Carl developed respiratory symptoms and was isolated on the plane. Goldman's husband is among 12 others being treated at the University of Nebraska Medical Center.
I'm Vicky Barker. Analysts of Apple knew the outbreak's impact on the tech giant's Chinese production and retail sales was going to be bad, but maybe not this bad. Apple now says the coronavirus outbreak means it will not meet its revenue guidance for this quarter, telling investors its manufacturing facilities in China have begun to reopen, but more slowly than expected. Apple not alone. Virtually every major industry has suffered some disruption.
Delayed by a day, NASCAR's Daytona 500 had a terrifying ending. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez tells us the lead car ran into big trouble just before the checkered flag.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time.
Newman was seconds away from the finish line at the Daytona 500 when his Ford Mustang was bumped.
Crash into the wall, into the air, in a shower of sparks on his roof.
Fans saw the crash unfold from the stands.
Imagine having a semi-truck come right in your car window and hit you.
Newman has 18 Cup wins, including the 2008 Daytona 500.
There's crashes all the time.
USA Today sports reporter Michelle R. Martinelli was at the track for the crash.
The drivers are so protected from the technology that's in their helmets to a protector that actually safeguards their head and neck.
Seconds after the crash, Denny Hamlin won his third Daytona title in a photo finish. He's the first driver since 1995 to win in consecutive years. After the race, he said, there was only one thing on his team's mind.
A person's health is bigger than any race or any accomplishment that you can possibly have. So we're praying for Ryan right now, and that's kind of all we're thinking about.
Newman's in serious condition. His injuries described as non-life-threatening. About 3 million people are under a state of emergency in Mississippi because of flooding. About 1,000 homes have been damaged by water from the Pearl River. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Jackson.
Many of the homes around here are still surrounded by water. Some of the roads are obviously still covered by water, 2 to 3 feet. Plenty of debris everywhere on land and also under the water. And state officials warn the threat is not over. Across the state, fast-moving water swept up cars and forced several major roads to shut down.
Today's the day a jury in New York is expected to begin deliberations in the rape case against Harvey Weinstein. CBS's Matt Piper.
Weinstein's attorneys painted his accusers as opportunists who had sex with the former movie mogul, thinking it would help their careers. But prosecutors sought to focus the jury's attention on the women's accounts, detailing rapes, forced oral sex, and groping.
The case centers on two women, but the accounts of other Weinstein accusers were also heard in court. 400 years ago this year, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts. Early yesterday, police found red graffiti at the site and on a sign that commemorates the anniversary.
It's pretty heart-wrenching.
I think it's unconscionable. I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand.
The graffiti's been removed. Plymouth Rock is still open to tourists. No arrests have been made. The site has been the scene of political demonstrations. Also going to bankruptcy court today, Pier 1 Imports. The company's trying to find a buyer. It'll close about 450 stores. The teams that battled in last year's World Series are sharing a Florida spring training complex. The team that lost, Houston, has since been found to have cheated by stealing signs in 2017 and 18. CBS's Peter King sought out the champs, the Washington Nationals.
Well before the World Series, there were rumors that the Houston Astros had perfected stealing signs using in-game video. Several teams reportedly tipped off the Washington Nationals. Nats manager Dave Martinez.
We took care of what we need to take care of, and not worry about what anybody else was doing. We wanted to make sure of that.
And they did by changing signs as often as 5 times a game. We asked Martinez how you do that without your head exploding.
Our catchers did a tremendous job on keeping everything intact.
Some Nationals players believe the Astros did cheat during the World Series. They say they didn't, and an MLB investigation says the same. Peter King, CBS News, Northport, Florida.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.